Our topic this afternoon is Binyan L'Sha'a. Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasam Perek Tes Zayin Os Yud Ches says that there's no requirement to prevent children, Ein Lemnoa Yeladim, from playing with Avnei Pella, with Legos, on Shabbos. So we can think about this, and we should really wonder what's going on over here. Why is it mutter, Ein Lemnoa at least? What could be the issue, and why is it mutter for children to build Legos? Noach Sabur last week introducing us to the concept of Binyan B'Kelim. So a kid builds a whole Lego set. How can it be that that's mutter? What's the heter for building the Lego? And how does this relate to lots of other circumstances that we find ourselves in on Shabbos? For example, dealing with salt shaker covers, you know, screwing them on. What about putting car seats in and out of strollers and other attachments? Lots of examples of these types of things where you're connecting items, you're fixing them together, you are building them, so to speak. And yet, when it comes to Legos and other things, we have a heter. So last week we discussed this big machlokas about Binyan B'Kelim between Rashi Udi Imei and Tosfos Udi Imei. Everybody agrees, though. The Gemara tells us in Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, going over to Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that Taka Chayav Chatas. If you have a Mita Shel Tarsiyim, you have this collapsible bed that's made out of segments that you have to take different components and fix them together. So Taka Chayav Chatas, and whether that's Mishum Bona or it's Mishum like Rashi Makabat Patish, everybody agrees, Taka Chayav Chatas. Now, we pass like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who told us, Taka is Chayav Chatas, but if you only put it together without Taka, you did it Bechozek, which, let's say you would call it, according to some, like the Beis Yosef Lashon, Rafui Ve'eno Rafui, it's strong but not tight, right? Taka is Milashon Gvura Umnus, like Shulchan Aruch Rav's Lashon Taka, is that it's totally fused together with force. Mehudak is, it's together, it's tight, but it's not totally tight. It's Rafui Ve'eno Rafui. That would be no Chiyuv Chatas, but Issadur Rabbanan. And that's why Rafui is going to be Mutter. Taka on the one hand, and Rafui on the other hand, those are going to be the barometers of what is going to be permitted for in terms of combining or building these items. So if you have something which when you put it together, it's only Rafui, it's going to be Mutter. Now, there is a machlokas nachronim. If you look on that in the tour in Shin Yud Gimel, where this is discussed, the issue of Taka, so there's discussion of Beis Yosef and lots of nachronim about whether it's only Mutter b'Rafui when it's Darkulios Rafui, or if you decide to do it Rafui. So the Or HaShabbos points out that we should Yish LaHachmir, when it's Rafui, it's got to also be Darkulios Rafui. But leaving that aside for the moment, if you have Taka, it's going to be Chai V'Chatas. If you have Chozek, but Rafui in a Rafui, it's Asa Midrabanan. And if it's Rafui Lagamri, it is Mutter. There's an interesting machlokas. If you look in the Sharet Zion, in Shin Yud Gimel and Os Lamed Beis, he quotes a machlokas between the Mogen Avram and the Taz regarding screws, whether or not Shroifin, which I think are screws or nails, screws, whether that constitutes a Chiyuv Chatas or not. Or that it comes in and out. That's interesting. Interesting. I don't have the Mishnah Berurah here because we're not in the Beis Medrash, but I want to take a look back there. It's in Sharet Zion Lamed Beis. It's on that din in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yud Gimel. I think it's Os Esif Vav. It's on that Machlokas Taz and the and the Magen Avraham there. So all of this leads us to the conclusion that there is such a thing as a violation of Shabbos when you construct a kli, whether that's bone or makba patish. That's true if it's taka, but it's not true if it's rafwe and a rafwe, and it's mutal chatzchila if it's rafwe. So therefore, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch quote this idea in Shin Yud Gimel Ozvav in Sivvav regarding the mita shel tarsiyim, that if it's rafwe, that's going to be okay. But then the Tur quotes machlokes the Mishonim regarding a kos shel prakim. And this becomes 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the story with the kos shel prakim? If you look at it carefully in the Tur, it's very, very interesting. One opinion, the Torah quotes from Marami Rutenberg, is that the kos shel prakim is the same thing as the mita shel prakim. And the same way that in the mita shel prakim you have taka, you have mehudak, and it's only mutter if it's rafoi and dark with leos. Rafoi, same thing for the kos shel prakim. But then he quotes this more lenient shita that it's mutter to put together the kos shel prakim. But he doesn't explain why. What's the pshat? Why is it mutter specifically in this case? So we could suggest three approaches to this. The Mishnah Brura says in Sifkat and Mem Dalid, and it's explained in the Shaar HaTzion in Sifkat and Lamed, that this is because we're putting it in roughly. And the only extra kula here is to say that, well, even though usually we are makel on roughly, here we're going to be extra makel on roughly. How's that sound? Hard to understand. So Shaar HaTzion says, this pshat, which the Mishnah Berurah says is based on the Taz, it's very hard to understand. If you're telling me that it's mutter, if it's roughly, so then what's the added kula here? You're always mutter when it's roughly. So the Shaar HaTzion says, I'm not really understanding what's going on here. If the whole point is Marami Rutenberg says the mita and the kos are the same, so it's mutter when it's rafui, so here it's also mutter when it's rafui. What's the added kanech of the mekilim? So maybe you'll say, okay, the mekilim are saying that it's mutter even when it's not dark leos rafui, but the whole concept of the kos sounds like that it's more lenient. So what exactly is this kula? So that's the first answer to Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah himself leaves it at Tzarachin. What's the extra kula if it's roughly? So the second option is that it's not roughly, and this is what's discussed. If you look at the Hagos Vaharos, in the bottom of the tour, he quotes this second option, is that it's not roughly. It's not taka, but it's in the middle. It's rough avana roughly, it's bechozek. So why is it not asumid rabbanon? The answer is because it's not darko. You never make it taka. So usually, why is rafu vana rafu yasser? Because it's a gzeira shema yitka. Here, since you're never tokea, it's going to be mutter. Good? Oh, special gzeira. The question is, though, on this pshat, why don't you say a lo plug? If you have it for a mita shel prakim, why wouldn't you have it for a kol shel prakim? Should be a low plug. So LMI, perhaps you're saying a third element. And that is that the reason why you're not gozer is because, perhaps, it's normal to constantly assemble and disassemble this kos shel prakim. It's the derech. And therefore, it's potentially not really an issue so much about chozek. And potentially, even theoretically, if you had done taka, maybe, even though the Torah doesn't say this, but maybe part of what he's getting at is that if you had done taka, it would not be a problem because it's darko to keep opening and closing it. Where do we get this idea from? So the Taz and the Magen Avraham both mention this idea in the context of the screws that were mentioned before, the Shreifen, where they both say, if you have a pot where you screw the lid on the pot, it is mutter to use that on Shabbos if the derech, if the norm is to constantly be screwing and unscrewing the pot.
Why the difference between a screw,
okay, good.
The ones that have the things on the
good.
Yeah.
So they both point out, they say, like a door. You're allowed to open a door on Shabbos and close it. You don't say, and you could use as many locks as you want. Right? A deadbolt, that's a pretty strong closure. You could use a very sophisticated lock mechanism, and that's not called bone. And it's Bekarka. Elamai, why is it mutter? It's mutter because that is derech tashmisho, to open and close the door. So the same thing is going to be true in the world of Kalim. And even though you are taka this kli, but since it's the derech to open and close it all the time, it's going to be mutter. That's the first step. That's the first step in this understanding. But there's a second step, a second way of looking at this. Right? The first pshat here is that it's dafka rafui. Second pshat is it's logos rinan. The third pshat is that maybe it's more a function of derech tashmisho, and that derech tashmisho makes it that it's mutter. Now, that's not the best pshat in the Torah itself, because it doesn't sound like, when, especially when you read the Beis Yosef, that that's what the heter is. But that concept is actually brought out here by the Taz and the Magen Avraham. It seems to be that's the outgrowth conceptually, which leads you to a second element. Because the Magen Avraham here says, Ayin, Shin Yud Dalet Sif Yud, which is where the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have a tanur with a daf to close it up and your shorek, the edge is betit, you can tear it off on Shabbos. Why? Because, quote, Eino Asui Lekium Klal. And what's that based off of? The Truma Sedeshin. I think everybody saw this Truma Sedeshin. I think it was Samachay. Truma Sedeshin says, if you're only putting it there to keep the chom, to keep the chult in there, then the guy keeps it. Remember, in the old days, the peasants didn't have ovens in their homes, so they would put the chult in the bakery, but they had to seal it. So they would put it in the seal, and then they would tear it open on Shabbos. No problem, because it's Eino Asui Lekium Klal. And this is similar to what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Reish Nun Tes. Orachayim, Reish Nun Tes, Siv Zayin. And the makor for this is the Mordechai in Shabbos and Simen Tuf Lamed Ches. That if something which is only there for a temporary period, there's no problem to destroy it. And this is the Magen Avraham's little tzion. This is the logic that now goes into a new layer of this heter. One part of this heter is saying, well, it's derech tashmisho, since that's the normal usage, so that can't be called building or constructing, because that's just using. But what underlies the heter of using, indicates the Magen Avraham, is that because its use is such that it's going in and out, it means halachically it's not considered to be fixed there in the first place. And so, just like it's mutter to destroy the cover of the oven, the shrika satanur that was used temporarily, it's mutter to put it there in the first place. Because derech tashmisho, it's not the same heter, but it's related, and that's why the Magen Avraham puts them together. It's related to the second point, which is that it's only nase lezman.
We will have to worry about what that means.
Yes. Yes, we're going to get there in 1 second. So it comes out, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Nun Tes, Ches through Yud Aleph, and you look at the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Gimel, Yud Tes through Chaf Aleph, they make two points. They make two separate points in the same halacha. And you wonder, why are they in the same halacha? The answer probably is that they are somewhat conceptually related to each other. They're in the same orbit. The first one is, if it's roughly, it's not a problem. Right? Taka, chozek, roughly. Roughly, not a problem, but lahachmir, you want to add darkulios, roughly. Great. And then on the other side, they say a different part. Lisha is also mutter. Binyan, lisha is mutter, because it's only nasa rak lizman. So how much is this man muat? So the lashon of Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Aleph is ba'osa Shabbos, which is what it sounds like in the Beis Yosef. However, it's possible to understand conceptually that that's lav dafka. Why? Because this goes back to the general ha'ara that we had when we talked about Korea and Topher regarding Rav Avadya's tshuva about the diapers. That if you define lisha'a as It's just temporary, meant to be opened at any moment. So then it's not so much an issue of, is it going to be opened within Shabbos or after Shabbos, 24 hours or 7 days. It's a question of, is this meant to be kept either in perpetuity, which would for sure be Kiyum, or for a specific period of time, not meant to be opened until that point. But according to Rav Ovadia's analysis that we saw last time, that L'sha'a means anything which is being manufactured, that's being built to be opened at any time, as soon as you have any use for it. So that also is called L'sha'a. So you could argue over here also. It's not necessarily the pshat now that you have to intend to undo this chibur within 24 hours. Rather, it has to be the kind of thing that you intend to undo within whenever you feel like it.
But gufa soon.
Yes.
The assumption of the Ravadi is that they want you to open this as soon as possible. They want you to use it. They want you to use it immediately.
So I would say the difference is, going, let's say our Lego case, there's a difference between building Lego, which when you build Lego, you intend the next time you play with it, you're going to just take it right down, and maybe you're going to play with it later this afternoon. As opposed to if you build a Lego set, and you're the kind of person who builds Lego sets, and you leave them on the shelf for a month or two or three, so then that would be more of an issue of Lisman. So now, if you take a look, all of this together makes a lot of sense. Right? We started with Shin Yud Gimel and the whole notion of what constitutes a kol shel prakim, and why is that mutter? So the lashon I think of the Aruch HaShulchan was that's people all the time. They do this. Now, it's not exactly mashma like that in the Beis Yosef, but if you put it back in, it would make sense why the extra kula would be there in the kol shel prakim, because it sounds like you could say the people were constantly, you know, when you sit down to take a drink, you put the cup together, and then when you finish drinking, you take the cup apart, you put it away in pieces. So it was constantly being assembled and disassembled. We saw this in the Aruch HaShulchan about the Swiss Army utensil.
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of utensil, which it's a spoon, it's a fork, it's got a knife, it's
like those screwdrivers.
It's got exactly all this stuff. It's all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you take it, you put it back on, you put it together, exactly. So he says, that's heter gamur. So what's the reason? A, it's derech tashmisho l'chor, to put it together closed. But the other heter that's really underlying this, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, is that it's l'sha. You only put it together when you want to use the fork, then you take it apart, and you put it back together, you take it apart. So the whole realm of taka and chozek and rafui only applies to something that you leave it there for an extended, very serious period of time. Yeah. Yes. Totally not. Totally not. Because first of all, those challah trays that become a basket, you're actually, no, we don't. But those challah trays, you're not actually being machaber anything. You just are right? You're unzipping the.
No, but you put like a.
Yeah. You have to put a peg in there?
A peg to make it flat.
Oh, good. So if you have to put a peg in there, that's good for this. Bidiyuk.
It shouldn't be wrong.
Exactly.
There's no warrant
these things.
They're
roughly. They're very much rough. But that's what I want. It's going to sit that way from after lunch on Shabbos afternoon until next week.
Not necessarily. I mean, a lot of people. What do you mean? They clean it up. They put it away after Shabbos is over. Before Shal Shudas. Or after lunch. I think that's a perfect example of exactly that Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, if you look, the Aruch HaShabbos has a, just for intellectual honesty, if you look in the Aruch HaShabbos, which is in, this is discussed in Perek Ches, he has a footnote in Ha'ara Gimel and Dalet, two long footnotes, that the Chazon Ish totally disagrees with everything we just said, because he does not agree with this whole L'sha'a and the Pshat of the Rav Shulchan Aruch. He understands that the reason why the Magen Avraham and the Taz are makel on fixing the kli together with the screws is because al pi din it's not called one kli. So, and he has some nafkaminas of that.
Oh, that's like the syringes that I recommend.
So Ayin Sham, this is not the only way to learn this whole sugya, but this is a very compelling way to understand the approach that Rav Avadya gives us in his tshuva that we saw on the Legos. Because what Rav Avadya does when you look at it carefully is he takes a couple of these Shulchan Aruchs and these comments and he puts them together. And what he's really doing is making an umbrella of multiple issues that converge, that are not the same, they're not synonymous, but the Derech Tashmisho, that it's normal to play with the Lego, put it together and take it apart. And even if you're not talking about Derech Tashmisho, the fact that when you're building it, it's only Lasha, those ideas are related. They're not the same idea, but Lechora, they are connected, which is why Rav Avadya presents them in the same constellation. And where does this all come back to? It all comes back to where the Gemara starts on Laman Aleph Amud Beis in discussing Sol Shamanas Levnos B'Mekomo, which is where we saw this sugya get started. The contrast to that sugya, as you saw, is the Yerushalmi in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, where the Yerushalmi makes it, at least in its opinion, clear that Binyan L'sha Havi Binyan. Why? Because even though they were traveling in the deserts, and Al Pi Hashem Yisav, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, the Yerushalmi says, yeah, but they were ultimately going to the Mokam Asher Yivchai, they were going to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's called temporary. Their dwelling in the Midbar is temporary. We saw a couple of approaches in the commentaries on the Yerushalmi, whether it's because maybe they're going to leave any second, or because ultimately at their destination, that's where they're supposed to be going. But the Bavli Lechora doesn't sound like that. Right? You saw the Gemara, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Sol Shamanas Livnos Bimakomo. So Bimakomo is Al Pi Hashem Yisav, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu. So even though the Or Sameach thinks that the Bavli and the Yushalmi are in consonance with each other, you saw the Tshuva of the Chasm Sofer, he says, absolutely not. Right? Everybody saw the Or Sameach and the Chasm Sofer? What's that? Yeah. So the Chasm Sofer says, absolutely not. Chasm Sofer says that those two Gemaras, even though they're talking about different issues, Binyan L'sha and Sol Shamanas Livnos Bimakomo, they're using the same principle of Al Pi Hashem Yisav, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu. So by our Gemara, Paskening, Al Pi Hashem Yisav, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, makes it Kavua, Memela, Binyan L'sha is Mutter. And that's how we Pasken. So comes Rav Avadya, and he says, that's why it's Mutter to use the Legos. He quotes in the end of Shlomo Zalman, it's Mafak Peik, and that's what Yossi Xerox the letter for everybody, but he doesn't really understand.
Shlomo Zalman wasn't sure.
Right, even Shlomo Zalman wasn't sure about why that svar should make difference, that you're going to deconstruct and make it something else. I don't know. But that's what Avadya says, it's very compelling that these things are all, they're all Binyan L'sha'a, and therefore the Binyan L'sha'a means that it's not an iser to put it together, and it's not an iser to take it apart. And then you add to that the derech tashmisho, the normal heter, and especially if you want to add some of these things, if it's roughly, so all that together, even if it's not roughly, if it's betoka, but especially if you add if it's roughly, so you put all those things together. So therefore, so let's say the Orchel Shabbos in Os Nun Aleph, he talks about leaves in a table for an extension. So he says that it's mutter if it's roughly. Mutter if it's roughly. So that's one question. A, does it dark olios roughly or not? But the other question that you could ask is, wait a second, depends what kind of table extension you're making. If it's the kind of table extension that's just temporary, that you're constantly taking in and out, then potentially, even if it's not roughly, could be mutter, because it's binyan l'sha.
Is that a manufacturer question, or is that a family question?
Lechora, it's a family question, because, right, it's at every stage. That's what we talked about with the diapers, that there was the manufacturing stage until you get it as a consumer, and then there's your usage as a consumer.
Does laziness play a role? Meaning, I don't really care if it's been around. Maybe I'll take it out tomorrow, maybe I'll be lazy, I'll take it out next week, I don't know, but no, it's not a sheet, I don't need it yet.
So I wonder if it goes back to the Chakira, the question that we asked in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch's Lashon was more Ba'osa Shabbos, there you got to be Medakti. But Rav Avadya's Hagdara was that it's looser. You know, you could have the diaper sit on the shelf for a couple of weeks, but the moment you need it, you're going to do it. Your wife says to you, I need to fit a better tablecloth on there, can you please take it out? You're going to take it out right away. So I wonder if there's reason to be more Mekel than the Orchel Shabbos. Yeah.
I have an awful voice to me. That Shulchan Aruch is probably going to get a Rashi. Rashi
mentioned
invention in
Bakal Padish.
Is it on Shabbos, or was it taking place on Shabbos, or is it before Shabbos?
Oh, that the Gemara in Kufbe, the Mishnah Kufbe is on the base, Malachto Miskayemis Bishabbos.
I'm talking about there's
Right, that's the question. How do you read that Mishnah? Is it Kol Shem Malachtum Meskayemes B'Shabbes? We mentioned this strange phrase, right? Is it Malachtum Meskayemes B'Shabbes Yerchayev or Malachtum Meskayemes B'Shabbes Yerchayev? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I wonder if you could be more Mekel Orcha Shabbos. But for sure, let's say the car seat inserts into the stroller frame. So that's Derech Tashmisho. It's Lashaw. Even if you're screwing it in there. Right? Even if you're buckling it in.
They're very strong.
But Lechora, that's Mutter. And the Orcha Shabbos also makes the note, now that we understand that this heter is the heter of Lashah, and combine it with the Derech Tashmisho, the nature of that heter, in Os Nun Tes, he also makes the same point about the salt shaker cover. And it's interesting because the salt shaker cover, you could say, well, you don't refill your salt all the time, but you refill the salt anytime it gets empty. So this is your point, right? Yeah, so you were asking, well, what if I have a lot of salt in there? Yeah, but if you ran out of salt, if somebody, you know, took tons of salt and you want to put more salt in, so it's not necessarily a measure. And I think you could probably say the same thing, the shot with baby. It's Derech Tashmisho. So I'll tell you why, because is it Derech Tashmisho to open and close the salt shaker? It's Derech Tashmisho to shake it out of the salt shaker. So you have to expand it and say, well, it's Derech Tashmisho to put the salt in the salt shaker. So I think that's part of it, but I think it's also the Binyan Lashon. I think it's probably a little bit. No, you can't use that because it's almost taka. You're screwing it on so tight that it's taka, kimat.
It's not coming off unless you take it off.
Exactly. So element, now that could still be mehudak. You have to use, I think it's probably taka because you're using the lashon, what was the lashon? Gvura. A lot of these things, but lechora, let's say you have a baby bottle. Sometimes you tighten the baby bottle on so tight, sometimes someone can't even get it off. But so why is it mutter to put it on there? A, it's derech tashmisho, and B, the whole screwing on the baby bottle is only till the baby finishes the bottle. Then you take it off and you clean it and you put it back on. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So I think that's the basic upshot, and then you could apply it across the board to all of these different circumstances. So yes, last week we talked about the principles of binyan and stira b'kelim, and even if it's not like the gra, even if it's not binyan, it's going to be a makom patush problem if you're going to make a kli mechadash. But A, you have darkulias rafui and rafui. That's number one. But even if it's not rafui, if it's derech tashmisha or it's binyan l'sha, then it's also going to be mutter. And so that's why Ein Lemnoa, the Shemir Shabbos said, Ein Lemnoa the children from playing with Legos. Right? Because Me'ikar Adin, even the adults could play with Legos. Now, if you want to be more Machmir, there's room to be Machmir. Because you did see that the Ramah in Reish Nun Tes Zion said, Yesh Machmirim. There are Machmirim against that Trumas Adeshin, not to rely on Binyan L'Shah. The Or Sameach would say, don't rely on Binyan L'Shah. So if you ask someone who's a big Talmud Chacham, they say they personally don't play with Legos. That's probably because they're Machmir for this Ramah of the Yesh Machmirim, and they're Machmir for the Ramah of Rutenberg against the second day in the tour, and they're Machmir against the Trumas Adeshin. So there's room to be Machmir. So maybe therefore it's not the most ideal thing, but there certainly is very strong grounds to be mekel, and that's why the Orcha Shulchan, he kind of does away with the Yesh Machmirim. And he says, yeah, everybody's mekel on this question. So potentially it might also make sense. It depends on what the Torah is. For a baby bottle, of course you're going to make it. You're not going to leave the baby bottle half open. The kid's going to be, you know, spilling milk all over himself. That's Derech Tashmisho. That's only Lashah. There's no reason to be mekel, to be Machmir, excuse me. But maybe other cases. So there is Yesh Machmirim. Bar Avavadya is Chad V'Chalak, that there's no problem with playing Legos on Shabbos.